This is
podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Me, Matt the Hipster Hunter, are back for another edition, man. And we're going to be talking a little bit Conor McGregor. Kind of slipped up on today's earlier show and gave you the evening topic during kind of din-din, right? But today we will be talking a little Mayweather-McGregor and the pay-per-view price for both Ireland and the UK, as well as the US, and comparing that to Mayweather-Pacquiao, the other gigantic event that had Mayweather associated to. We just want to do a little comparison, so I'm going to go ahead and jump out to my co-hosts in the Golden State.
Dolla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor pay-per-view prices. Yes, what a fascinating topic. Cannot wait to chop it up. We obviously have the sort of comparison to Mayweather-Pacquiao, since that was sort of this mega event that upped a lot of the prices across the board. U.S. and the U.K. saw record-breaking pay-per-view price tags for that event. Or do we see the same with this event? No, not necessarily. Depending where you are, this may be average. Depending if you're in the U.S., you got screwed again with a $40 uptick in the price. So I think it's pretty ridiculous, to say the least. I don't want to get too hard on this fight, because we sort of know what it is. It's a money grab, so we knew they were going to price this thing accordingly. So it wasn't like it was shocking, but it is still ridiculous that we have to pay these obscene prices for this fight.
You know, I'm a little bummed out, because I did the math, and this thing translates to like $23, maybe $26. I know I put it somewhere here. Where did I put it? Oh, translates to, what do we got here? $26.33. So.
Oh, and very quickly, because we didn't even say the prices. The prices for the UK is going to be £19.95. The price in Ireland is going to be, I believe it's going to be €24.95. I could be wrong on that. Again, I'm sorry if I got any of that wrong, but I believe those are the right numbers for this event in that market. Obviously, it's the $100 price tag over here in the U.S.
Now, I don't get that. How is it $27 for the U.K. and we got to pay $70 more? I'm not really getting that. Why?
Why? It's because the market's never seen that those prices. The market can't sustain it, in my opinion. Or at least that's what Sky Sports believes. Because obviously there are reports that Mayweather did want this event to be priced the same in the UK as it is in the US. So
shouldn't we get upset and boycott? It's like, what the fuck? They're paying $70 cheaper. Like, I don't understand. Like, statistically, do we make more money than the UK or something? I don't understand. Why is it inflated that much as an American? Why do I have to pay so much more than a UK guy? I don't understand.
Because pay-per-view is more of a US industry. That's why. And the price jumps started 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It started incrementally. Right? I mean, you were around back then. I wasn't. so you probably have more of a knowledge of this, but pay-per-views.
Well, I remember pay-per-views as low as, you know, 39, you know? I mean, back when I was younger, obviously, Bob Arum was even doing, like, you know, 20-something and up pay-per-views.
But I would say, what, for the last 10, 15 years, all we've seen is that $65 range for the longest time, and then we had Mayweather Pacquiao, and that was $100. And we have to admit, most of us were even okay with that. Because we're like, we got it. We got
but
the
we
fight.
Were okay with Mayweather Pacquiao being
a... I agree.
It was like that, oh my God, we got it. I'll pay for it because we got our fight. But like, I didn't want this for him, you know, to be acting as if I have to pay $100 for this. This is crazy.
But the second we did that, the second the U.S. market said, yes, we will pay $100 price tag for pay-per-view.
Well, no, not for a pay-per-view, because you see Gennady and Canelo didn't charge.
I understand that. I understand. No, I understand. You don't need to add that extra context. I think everyone understands that. But what I'm saying is, if you let me finish.
Add Mayweather's name to
you. If you let me finish.
Whatever.
The second we opened that door for that, we allowed $100 pay-per-view. It means that there could be more, because the market allowed it. There's a precedent for it within the market. The market in the UK has never had a precedent over that $24.95. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight in the UK was actually more than the Mayweather-Connor fight. To me, that's the most egregious thing. The reason why I'm more upset, other than the amount of money we have to pay for it, is that the UK did not get the same price tag as Mayweather-Pacquiao, but the US did. To me, that's more unfair.
I think what's more unfair is that the UK is paying a completely different price.
But that's been that way forever. We know that.
Well, it's different. They've had their own pay-per-views. I've never complained, because the fights that you know that they have to pay for pay-per-view are free for me.
You realize that Mayweather Hatton was a £14.95 pay-per-view.
Obviously, I did not realize that way back then, or I would have been complaining. Now, seeing the numbers in black and white, I do not understand how could we call this fair. It's fucking crazy. It really is. That's a huge influx from an American to an UK guy. It's outrageous.
And the sad part is, at this point,
He should have at least tried and got the backlash. I know there were some headlines, but I mean, damn, yo, you just like, it's you straight stiffing Americans. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I might not even buy it now. I was going to buy it, but I might not even buy it now, because it's just like, oh, so the suckers are us. We're the only suckers. Because even Ireland is paying just a little bit more than the UK, but they're not paying as much as us. They're probably around $30.
But again, you're comparing the UK to the US. I think that's, again, we can't.
Why can't we? That's what I don't understand. I'm asking you to explain to me, why can't we?
I don't know.
If we all make the same amount of money, we have the same jobs. Like, I don't understand.
Why. I'll be the only motherfucker in the media telling you, I don't know why the UK historically has never had those price jumps. Crazy. And the US did. I can't tell you that. Other than the fact that the US had pay-per-view fighters, the UK didn't. The UK didn't have Mike Tyson. The UK didn't have Oscar De La Hoya. The UK didn't have Floyd Mayweather. The UK did not have Manny Pacquiao. That's why the price were never jumped in the UK, because the UK has never had primetime pay-per-view superstars. Anthony Joshua was their first.
So you're saying Joshua Wilder, we might see an influx.
First ever UK fight to do more than that $24.95. And again, you have to remember, Mayweather Pacquiao, which aired at 4 a.m., UK local time, was the most expensive boxing pay-per-view in UK history. Just like it was in the US. So that's the ratio. That's what we have to compare it to. You have to compare the UK price for Mayweather Pacquiao and Mayweather Connor. And that's the disparity. And the US is exactly the same, but the UK it's different. That's what's really fucked up.
Well, since we're talking UK and UK prices and stuff, let's talk, I guess, what they'll consider a UK legend in a couple of years. Carl Froch, the Cobra, put on some great, great fights, some exciting fights for sure. You know, fights with Andre Ward, who's very significant right now, fights with Arthur Abraham, who, you know, we just heard lost to Eubank Jr. So Carl Froch, obviously now a Sky Sports commentator, and he had some interesting words to say. I was originally drawn to this, Matt, because I believed that the statement was in a different context. When I, you know, read the story, or the headline rather, and right away I was drawn to it because it's like, oh, Carl Froch is telling Mayweather not to let boxing down and get the win. I was hoping to click the link and read that he wanted Mayweather to, like me, knock him out. But again, here we are again. People are just making it okay for someone who is 49-0 to just get a 12-round unanimous decision with a guy that's 0-0-0, especially when that guy who's 49-0 is considered our generation's GOAT or self-proclaimed the best ever. I'm not understanding why people continue to give this man a pass in this fight in terms of the outcome.
I mean, we've talked about this a lot. I'll reiterate my point because I know we differ on this and you're going to get all upset. But Floyd Mayweather has had a long history, especially in recent memory, I would say the last 10 years, of getting decision wins. Getting non-entertaining victories for the casual fan. Not pressing the knockout. Not going for it. Not looking to hurt his opponent. Looking just to outpoint his opponent. So if that version of Floyd shows up, which we've seen historically over and over again, then there is definitely a possibility of this fight going all 12 rounds.
So Froch's quote is, "I thoroughly expect Floyd Mayweather to win, but he'd better not let the boxing world down." He also goes on to say that anybody who knows anything about boxing doesn't give Conor McGregor a chance. That's what I don't get. If we don't give him a chance, why are we giving him a chance to last 12 rounds?
Again,
how much, you know what? Damn it. We should have came better prepared. We should have known how much money you make for betting 12 rounds.
It's a lot.
If Conor lasts 12,
a lot.
I'm going to bet money on this shit. If this guy's not going to fucking get a knockout, this is bullshit. I'm saying,
I know the odds
to watch an exhibition and you don't get a knockout, I will be thoroughly pissed off.
When we did the show back maybe like a few months ago when this fight was first announced, and we talked about all the betting lines, we did discuss what the odds were for it going to decision. I believe they were insane odds. It was like 25-1, something like that. Again, if you notice, all my reasoning as to why this fight might go decision, I never said Conor McGregor once. I said Floyd. Floyd does this, Floyd does that, or Floyd doesn't do this, Floyd doesn't do that. So again, your reasoning is Floyd's so great. Yeah, Floyd's so great. Floyd's so great at just boxing and not getting hit and getting that paycheck and not giving a fuck about what you or I or the public thinks. Floyd has never cared. So I think it's within Floyd's nature, within his character description, within all of his mannerisms, all of the stuff that we have on him, it's very likely that this is going decision. It's very possible. I should say very likely. It's very possible.
It would just be a shame. It really would. He goes on to say, "I hope he wins it for boxing, but this is an amazing event and I can't wait for it. McGregor got to land something, a punch, quite hard and hurtful early on to be within any chance, but anyone who knows boxing isn't giving him a chance. The mission is impossible." Again, those type of words mean someone stands no fucking chance, but yet he stands a chance at going 12. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Do you really not get it, or do you just not want to accept it?
No, I don't want to accept it, and I don't get it. I mean, McGregor's 29. Floyd is 40. McGregor's taller, stronger, faster, longer. I mean, I don't know how this going 12, but. And, I mean, he's not traditional, right? So, like, Floyd is a counter master. How do we not expect him to Ricky Hatton counter Conor Wide McGregor?
I don't know.
This fight can't come any faster, though. It's funny. You know, again, I only was
in like a couple weeks away. It's only 3 weeks away or something like that.
I was only intrigued by this article, again, because I took it out of context immediately. I thought that Frotch was right on, you know, in agreements with me, but he wasn't. They go on to talk about the Floyd Mayweather hands, and I'll quote here. Floyd has brittle hands, so how is the training camp going to go? I am just looking for some positives for Conor here, and Mayweather isn't the Mayweather we know from 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago when he was the best of the best. We are just going to have to wait and see. This hand thing is ridiculous. I mean, yo, it's like Conor is as big as Floyd, though, because you know, Floyd says things like the O and puts the importance on the O, and then we get callers in here like, oh, the O. I mean, earlier we had Georgie Porgy's mother. Oh, he's got the O. You know, Crawford shouldn't be a 10-1. He's got the O, right? So Conor said that Floyd has a slap head, a little head, and brittle hands. And now those are like the chat room quotes, you know, chat rooms, forums, message boards. It's like, Fook, you know, who the hell is that guy? And brittle hands and slap head. So these guys are definitely popular. Yeah, Weasel. I mean, someone made an account as Stephen F. Spinoza the Weasel. I mean, you know, they jump right into it. But listen, we don't need to chop it up back and forth anymore. I mean, any thoughts, any extras before we go out to the callers?
No, we go to the callers.
All right, well, let's do it. We're going to go to the sponsors, obviously, first, and then we'll go out to you guys. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. We obviously have two comments. Will Floyd be letting boxing down if he doesn't get the win? Should he get that freaking KO? I'm going to keep asking you guys this until August 26th. Should he get the KO, or are you satisfied with a unanimous decision? And U.S. listeners, are you pissed off? We're paying $73 extra for what the U.K. is getting, you know? I mean, I don't know. I'm just pissed off. I'm just saying.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Going out to New Jersey, I mean, talk to us.
Roy is definitely letting us down if he doesn't get the knockout. It's a total letdown, especially since the undercard ain't going to be shit, presumably. If he doesn't knock McGregor out, then, I mean, what the hell did we watch it for? I mean, we watch him go to distance with Pacquiao because regardless of what we thought about what they were when they fought, it was the best versus the best. There is no way. And even watching that one, even though some people were disappointed, you watched what you thought about Pacquiao against what you knew Floyd was, and you said, okay, the shit just don't add up. There is no way this fight should go 12 rounds unless, I don't know if somebody is going to jinx it, and I'm just, of course, I'm being an ass when I say it, but unless Floyd happens to break his hand in the middle of the fight somehow on McGregor's rock-solid fucking head. If it ain't that, and the shit goes 12 rounds, I don't want to hear Floyd talking about I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best. Because he should have hit his ass with the same shot that either he knocked Patton out with or that he knocked Ortiz out with. That's my call.
Amin, thanks for calling in. That was a good call for sure. See, Matt, he got to get the knockout, Matt. He got to get the knockout. Matt, you think they dropped the ball? Because they're saying that they're going to announce the undercard for this fight next week. Do you know of any big PBC Showtime fight that they could use that platform to announce the undercard as big as Broner Garcia, where they should have just announced it Saturday, and capitalize on all the media and all the attention from the free Showtime weekend? Before you answer that, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It lets me and my co-host Matt, the Hipster Hunter, know that you are enjoying the content.
I'm going through the schedule really fast just to make sure. No, there's nothing. There's nothing on the schedule right now. There's one PBC on Fox Sports card. That's like a week before the fight. But no, there's nothing.
Okay, so do you agree that they dropped the ball then by not announcing Saturday?
Yeah, I would agree then.
All right, I guess you agreed. Let's go out to my friend David Beanie in the UK. Talk to me.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to talk about the pay-per-view price. There were sort of rumors over here that it was potentially going to be £100, but I think now it's only going to be if it was on like Box Nation or ITV or some other box office platform. Sky Sports have a strict policy of that they're only going to charge £20, something like $25, is that there's going to be their pay-per-view price. So that's kind of their deal and their price point. And obviously that's, I guess, the way for them to keep their dominant place as the, you know, the home of boxing in the UK, really. So that's kind of their policy. And I think the other thing I think you should maybe do a show on eventually is Eddie Hearn's potential takeover of US boxing. Because one thing I would say that Eddie Hearn's gone all the promoters in the US is he listens to the fans. And obviously he knows that the reason why, at the end of the day, boxing would be a lot more popular if pay-per-views like this event were a lot cheaper. And I think he knows, or I think I'll be very, very surprised. Well, you've got obviously AJ Klitschko potentially coming up. That'll probably be pay-per-view, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like $40, something like that. That's my own take on it. But he's come to the US, and I think, well, you listen to all his interviews, he's coming to change the game. So and I think he will as well. I mean, how the fuck he managed to get Tony Bellew to be a pay-per-view fighter, not only a pay-per-view fighter, but to sell 800,000 pay-per-view buys, that is literally turning water into fucking wine. That is like the best, that is the best promotional job I can ever think.
David, you're breaking up. I don't know if you're driving or something, but check your connection.
Okay. Hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know where was I up to? Do you know?
You're breaking back up, buddy. I don't know. Maybe you want to hang up, call back. I'll go back to you. We're going to go out to Anthony in Cincinnati. Talk to us.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening. Okay, a couple things. So this brutal hand shit with Floyd got to stop. Floyd ain't broke his hands in I don't know how long. I mean, it was never really a big thing where he really announced, oh, I broke my hand this fight. So, I mean, and you don't really think a 38-year-old Floyd still looks phenomenal physically. So he's not dropping out 40. He's the master of selling a fight. So that's what he's doing, you know. And the pay-per-view thing, I mean, that kind of hurts, but it's never really been a pay-per-view market in the UK, has it?
Well, they not sell really some pay-per-views, that's for sure. And
it could be one of those things. It could be one of those things, like you said, with Eddie Hearn. I mean, it was never a UK promoter like Eddie Hearn, so maybe he's trying to build it. I can see in 5 years, it's definitely not going to be $20 for a big fight. Yeah. But one thing I thought about, I mean, UK population is, I mean, USA is like 300+ million. UK population total is like 65. So they could probably just sell it to us because We've been doing it. They haven't. Smaller population. And so, yeah, I mean, and then you said they were selling in Ireland too, right? I think Ireland's like six and some change, man. So it really isn't a lot of people there. But I don't know. That's my call, man.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Anthony. Let's get back to David, see if your connection is any better.
Hey, guys. Yeah, better now?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'm not too sure where I got up to, so I'll kind of go back to where I was, I think, maybe before you cut, about Eddie Hearn. Sorry.
Well, you said something about Eddie taking over the America. You listened to his interviews, so and AJ. Yeah, yeah. You said something which I don't believe is going to happen. You said AJ Klitschko was going to be at a cheaper price. I think since they're going to fight in America, they're going to adapt what we've been doing. Like, they would be, you know, they would be losing money by saying, oh, let's just come and be the first guys to go back to $40.
I don't think you'll see it that way, though. Because we've got to know Eddie Hearn pretty well over here because he's, you know, been pretty much the dominant promoter in boxing over here. And one thing you'll always hear about Eddie Hearn, what he will come out of his mouth is he wants to give fans value for money. It's not about this. And AJ's exactly the same as well. If you look at AJ's interviews as well, it's always about giving fans value for money. And he doesn't mind leaving a little bit on the table for fans. He's not trying to squeeze every last penny. That's not kind of their, you know, modus operandi. So I think, anyway, he's got his promoter's license over there. And he set up an office, I think, in New York as well. So, I think you'll see Eddie really shake up the game over there. Because there's one thing that Eddie does, which no other promoter does. If you look at his Twitter, he's always answering fans. If they ask him a question, he will answer. And obviously, it's got to be reasonable. But like, none of the promoters in the US are doing that. Oscar De La Hoya isn't doing that. Maybe Lou DeBear is. I don't know. I don't really look at his Twitter. But, you know, Bob Arum's not on Twitter. Floyd's obviously not on Twitter either. So, well, he's on Twitter, but not, you know, replying to fans about fights and stuff. And his interaction with the fans is what will separate him and allow him to deliver, you know, what the fans want. So he listens is the difference, is what I'm saying. So he's, I think he's going to do it. And just going back to the history of UK pay-per-views, we've had pay-per-views since the 90s. Prince Nassim Hamid was, I think, like the first fighter in like 97 for Kevin Kelly. I think that was the first pay-per-view I think he did. So yeah, we've had pay-per-views here for, you know, 20 plus years. So it's nothing new. But just that no one would pay. There'll be absolute like uproar if you know the price went above £30, I think. So yeah. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for calling in. I mean, I don't know, Matt. I mean, this is a world of you could just wait till next week. I mean, the next day, hour later, there'll be an HD copy somewhere.
You can literally watch them on Facebook now. On Facebook streams, so
yeah, but you know that shit might cut out, and then you're like, you know, you're stuck in the middle of the fight and whatnot. I don't know.
That's true, but with this one, are you really gonna miss that much?
Well, I mean, it's rumored that you got this kid, Gervonta Davis, taking on Rocky Martinez.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I mean, I'll save it for its own show if it gets announced. It's supposed to be this week, right? The announcement. I mean, technically, it is this week, the announcement, since Saturday was last week, right?
But let's say hypothetically.
I'm not going to knock it because I am a fan of.
You don't know my question. That's not my question.
I thought you said, what did I think about that fight?
No. I mean, trying to change the question. That's what I'm saying.
Changing it up.
Yes. Because we're talking about the pay-per-view, so we have to bring it back to the topic. There's two rumored bouts right now. Sean Porter versus Thomas Delorme. Gervonta Davis versus Rocky Martinez. If those two bouts are on this pay-per-view, I can't even ask the question without laughing.
But I mean, Porter was on Fox Sports.
Does it make the price tag less egregious?
No, because I heard Porter was on Fox Sports.
That's right, huh?
And anyway, I mean, what does it matter if Porter's fighting Delorme?
Yeah, but just Porter. Like, Porter alone drives interest for you. necessarily.
Nah. Like
for hardcore.
I'm more interested in Gervonta, Rocky Martinez, and I'll tell you why again, because I'm a fan of common opponents, barometer opponents. It gives Davis you a game.
Davis is gonna knock him out bad.
Exactly. But we get to see. We know what Mikey Garcia did. We know what Lomachenko did. We know what Salido, you know, it took Salido a couple of fights. So it's a decent fight. It's a decent fight. You know, is it a championship level fight? Now that Davis is a champion, no. You can definitely be upset that this is the fight that he's getting as a champion because, I mean, Rocky Martinez doesn't deserve a title shot. But it's his voluntary, right? And then he's got to face
it's his not wor- anything worse than what Lomachenko's doing.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying, because you can't really criticize it because Lomachenko used for him. But did Lomachenko fight him as a champion? No,
it's not even about that. It's look at Lomachenko's fight. In a week.
Mariaga.
Mariaga's come from a smaller division off a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's worse.
Yeah.
Both guys are not fighting good competition. I mean, at least Rocky Martinez is a name.
Man.
At least Martinez is a name. At least I'll give him that.
With Gervonta, listen, Gervonta said something on the telecast on the Adrian Brown and Mikey Garcia. He said, I'm going to be the next pay-per-view star.
Yes, he did.
So I think that they've already have the talks in process with Lomachenko and Gervonta. I think they're just building at this point. You said you keep
like
making
that's the pay-per-view, right? So you're saying like get Gervonta a good knockout on Mayweather McGregor.
He's a star already. I mean, do you see the way people flock around him at this point? He's a star right now. He's got better numbers than most boxers in terms of social media.
With Drake. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking going for late night runs in Houston with Drake. I mean, and if they're in Houston, you know Malaya's there. I'm just saying. Let's get out to tell I'm on fire. Let's get out to Georgia.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love this form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo. Hard work, tax evasion, baby. Tax evasion. Listen, man. Fucking Mayweather, bro. We're going to have to buy this. Doesn't matter who says what, this is something to see, bro. That's that freak show you cannot miss. That's number one. Number two, putting the bar so high that you believe that Mayweather got to knock this man out to save boxing, that's retarded. It's a freak show. It's a freak show, baby. When he saw it go down to the fucking 50-0, nobody's going to count that fight. Nobody. Unless he lose, who never knows, but hey, anyways, that's bullshit. Delorme, listen, we can be backing these people, bro, from Puerto Rico with this fucking boxing IQ of a P. I don't want to hear no goddamn Delorme. I don't want to hear no fucking Rocky Martinez. What the fuck is man talking about the Rocky Martinez is a name?
He's a name. He's fought in high level or at least high.
What?
What?
Is the name that the Mafia's got on the list when they need somebody to fight?
He's a name that boxing fans know. Like, boxing fans know Rocky Martinez.
And we gotta get that revenue. When they need that revenue, then they call, yeah, Rocky Martinez. Like, give him a belt so he can fight somebody. Let me check with some motherfucker. So let's get that straight. God, I don't want to see no Delorme. This is the same shit with Algeria that I passed with fucking Ness years ago. We can be pumping these names out there. Your motherfucking hardcore.
Yo, Georgie, I don't really understand you. Like, you
don't like the fight.
Pump the name. Are we not supposed to report? Are we supposed to lie to the other listeners that are not as hardcore as you that read every argument?
But just make sure that your listeners know what type of position we're talking about.
We just said that.
A showcase. We said it's a showcase.
You said Rocky Martinez lost and doesn't deserve a title shot, but You got all that wax in your ears. Cut some of the hair on top of your little earlobes. Maybe you can hear better.
Hey, don't be calling me out either, though, because you know you'll be ducking this work.
Whatever, man. Sign a contract. Sign a contract. Why you haven't signed the contract? Tell me. Why you haven't signed the contract?
I haven't signed no contract. You'll be acting. Yo, hold on, hold on. You can't be coming here saying that you're sending contracts.
Yo, verbal contract, brother. Verbal. Verbal. Say yes, I accept. Say I accept. Say I accept right now on air.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, show.
Nigga, you're a dog.
Yeah.
Fucking vampires, man.
They send everybody out there to pull. Join our Patreon. Give the thumbs up on YouTube. And jump on that shot. It's Jackson Shay. I'm outie.
Whatever. This left hook going to talk some shit to you. Scared. Sign that contract, punk. We're going to go out to Skype. We got to.
Hold on, very quickly. Before Skype, I just want to say Georgie did have one good point. We should not put the entire hopes and dreams of boxing on this fight because it is a freak show fight. And to say that,
to say that
Floyd needs to get a knockout for boxing is ridiculous because it's a freak show.
If he doesn't get the knockout, he fails boxing.
Move on. He can fail boxing. That's fine. You can make that statement. But he doesn't. The sport doesn't fail because of it.
Whatever, Skip. We're going out to Skype. First time caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, my friend?
Oh, yeah. This is Daniel calling from London.
What's going on, Daniel? Talk to us.
Yeah, basically, the price of the Floyd Mayweather fight and Conor McGregor thing. Like, this is a reasonable price because, they're normally like £16. Like back in the day when, like, WWE used to do Skybox Office pay-per-views before they did the WWE Network, pay-per-view was like £14. So yeah, like this is a reasonable price. But prior to that, there was rumors that it might be £129, but that was really ridiculous. Like, no one's ever going to pay that. Plus, it's going to be shown at 4 a.m.
Yeah, man. Lucky for you guys, brother, because we definitely got stiff with the price and have to pay an inflated number.
But I hear that you guys pay like $60 anyway for like fights over there.
70, man. 70 if you want HD.
Yeah, that's a joke. Like, for example, the other day with the UFC fight, John Jones and Cormier, that was free on BT Sport.
Damn, you heard that, Matt? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't get that, yo. But you know what? Sometimes some of your fights are free for us too. It's just that way, man. But yeah. I don't understand why they do it that way, to be honest with you. But it is just that way.
It's just how the game goes, isn't it?
I know, man. Can't hate the player, gotta hate the game.
But yeah, Eddie Hearn's looking to take over the US store. I can't lie.
He ain't got the stable.
No, he's coming, man.
He ain't got the stable. O'Hara Davis flopped like a pancake.
It's not just O'Hara Davis, though. We got fucking... Who else have we got?
He got nothing. After AJ, the stable drops off the planet. What do you got? AJ and maybe Bellew? Bellew's good for like a fight and a half.
You got Dylan White coming over there. He's gonna
stop it. Big Baby Miller eats Dylan White, shits him out the same night.
Man, no way. Dylan White is gonna do it.
Hey, listen, Big Baby got a contract with Showtime, and Dylan White want to dance in America. Tell him make it happen. Tweet Eddie. Wasn't the last caller saying how Eddie likes to tweet? Tweet him. Big Baby, Dylan White, make it happen. Eat them up, shit them out, same night.
We'll see in it if that fight happens.
Yo, listen, Dylan White. Yo, there's a picture running around there of Dylan White, where his chin is doing like a 360. His chest is still forward, and his torso is at like going towards the right from a Derek Chisora punch. Derek Chisora, think about that. Like, Chisora's already my age. You know what I'm saying? So, Dillian Whyte, again, eaten up, shitted out, same night. Now, I'm fucking with you. I like Dillian Whyte. You know, I'm actually friends with my man from Toe to Toe Podcast. What's his name again? Spencer Fearon. I mean, every time I'm texting with him, I'm like, Spencer, get me Dillian Whyte. I don't think Dillian Whyte likes us over here, man. I swear to you.
Another thing, does Big Baby Miller live and breathe boxing though, the way Dillian Whyte does? Because to me, it doesn't seem like it. He does.
Yo, it don't matter about living and breathing. Big Baby could come in at 320. Dillian Whyte ain't going to hurt him.
You isn't see, that video of Dillian Whyte?
He walked right through Gerald Washington punches.
I got a question for you, though. What's this thing about you guys not rating European fighters?
Who don't rate European? We think Joshua's magnificent. Why? Who said we don't? Josh Taylor just looked great versus Josh Taylor looked great beating the crap out of O'Hara Davis. Who says we don't rate UK fighters over there? That's a lie. We've been following the World Boxing Super Series. You're going to see that is a lie. Don't believe the hype.
It's only recent. Eddie Hearn changed the game, isn't it?
Like, I mean, he's been working. He's been working, but he ain't got the stable to come take the U.S. Those words are just, you know. Words are just crazy.
But you don't need to shout your man.
Oh, but that is your bell, man. That was 3 minutes. You swang. You tried for sure. Great call. Let me see what we got going on over here. We're going to go out to, CT in Connecticut. What's going on? ACT, were you as shocked as me to hear that Katie Taylor is in your home?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was shocked to hear that on the top. I'm like, whoa, she's been living in Connecticut since her pro debut. Like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if you guys touched up on the Justin Deloach loss, but I want to see that dude Nathaniel. Actually, I didn't know who he was by name, but once I saw him in the ring, I was like, oh, I've seen him fight before, like a few months ago. And I was kind of shocked by the outcome. How do you guys feel about that fight?
Well, we're actually talking a completely different topic, and it's still on my DVR because that fight happened at 7 p.m. Eastern time yesterday during our normal Sunday show when were recapping the Garcia-Broner. So right now we're actually talking about the Mayweather-McGregor and how that pay-per-view is $100 in the U.S., $27 in the U.K., and about 30 in Ireland, and it seems like the UK is the ones getting screwed. And a couple of other things, obviously, Carl Froch also said that, he believes McGregor doesn't have a shot, but that he expects Mayweather to thoroughly dominate McGregor, but he doesn't want Mayweather to let us down, you know what I mean? Neither do I. I want a knockout. Shouldn't he knock out a guy that's never been in the ring?
Yes, definitely, especially with all the experience and all the attributes that Mayweather has. He definitely should be able to knock McGregor out.
Isn't it a letdown if he doesn't knock him out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, with a fighter with Mayweather's, you know, attributes, he has all the advantages on his side besides, you know, height and, length. But as far as being, you know, McGregor's never been in a pro fight before. I think it might take Mayweather maybe one or two rounds just to figure out McGregor's, his rhythm and everything and the way he tries to negate distance. But after that, Mayweather should definitely have an easy night and definitely get a knockout. I expect a knockout.
I expect a knockout and nothing less. You know what I mean? It just wouldn't be. Look, this guy's never gone 12. Take him 5. Beating him to the body like a drum, and after the 6, step on the gas, get him out by 7.
Yes. I mean, we've seen fighters, like I think you guys touched up on it before, we've seen fighters, like Mayweather's in the ring with certain fighters like Bodo, who had very little punch resistance left in their career, and he wasn't able to get him out. So I expect him to try to go for a knockout in this fight. You know what I mean? Facing a fighter who's never been in a professional fight before.
Yeah, well, Berto's a little different, though, because Berto, you know, you got to get like an overwhelmed stoppage. No one's ever knocked out Berto, so I wasn't expecting Floyd to knock out Berto. Plus, Berto is at least a boxer. You know, I want Floyd to knock out McGregor to the body. He's not used to that. Get him to the body.
Yeah.
I think, yep. Anyway.
And McGregor's going to see it. So listen. Yeah, he definitely should go after his body.
I mean, I just don't look like I mean, if Floyd could fucking left check hook Marquez and Canelo and Oscar, how doesn't he just zero in on this man's body and you know, one shot and this guy's lost his air? I mean, it's just two different levels as to how I believe. Now McGregor has to prove me wrong, but I think that McGregor is like at a zero and Floyd is at like 100.
Hmm. I agree.
All right. Well, CT, I'm going to get to some other callers, man. Thanks for calling in, Matt.
Yes.
Can you come up with some sort of numerical scale?
4.
Mayweather and McGregor. The way I was like, oh, Mayweather's on 100 and McGregor's on 0. Obviously, you don't agree.
No, you can't agree with that.
You don't.
No one.
You don't.
You can't say he's at 0. You can't say that.
He's a novice. He hasn't done anything, so he's not but negative or but positive.
He's still a fighter. He still has boxed pro boxers. He still is a fighter, a world championship in some level. A pro kickboxer coming into boxing still has some level of skill.
I started him at 0. Raise his bar. Where's he at?
Not at 0, but he's definitely not at like. If Floyd's 100, right, that's the ratio.
I'm saying Floyd's 100. You might think Floyd's just.
Is that where it tops out? Is that where it tops out?
I mean, I would assume that's where it tops out.
Yeah. Floyd's at like a 95. Because no one's 100. You know, like Floyd's at like a 95.
God only made one thing perfect, and that's my resume.
There's other perfect resumes. But anyways, Floyd's at 95. I say Connor's maybe 20.
Damn. So he should get knocked out, you see? Simple mathematics. Sal.
Yeah, what's good with you guys? What's good, man? What's good?
What up, Sal?
What up, Sal?
Matt, so you're saying what you're saying is that it's not gonna do nothing to Floyd's legacy if he doesn't get the knockout. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's not really the point I'm arguing. I'm arguing that if Floyd doesn't get the knockout, it does not affect the sport of boxing.
Well, Floyd has been the biggest draw in boxing for a minute. And, I mean, in so many ways, I can agree with what you're trying to say, but I can see why where the casual fan that probably isn't that much into boxing or is going to go see the fight for Connor and not really Floyd will probably perceive that if Floyd doesn't knock him out. Because if Floyd doesn't get the knockout and they feel like, you know, if they don't know too much about boxing, they're going to say, this is the best in their sport. And all he did was won by like a unanimous decision or whatever that's going to be. And I thought it might hurt it in that aspect of it. But Floyd does need to get the knockout, bro. He needs to. It's just, if you flip the roles around and think about if Connor, right, he's a big UFC star and he was undefeated his whole career. And you have a young Floyd Money Mayweather coming up and he challenged Connor on his way out. And all of a sudden, Floyd gets in the octagon, never been in the octagon one day in his life, and he goes 5 rounds with the cream of the crop. How's that going to look on Connor on his way out? It's going to look terrible, bro.
Again, Sal, I never argue that it doesn't affect Floyd's legacy or Floyd's accolades or whatever you want to say. Like, I just personally don't care about that storyline. Like, that narrative doesn't matter to me. Like, Floyd's legacy is up to him. But the argument that Ness has pointed out on other shows in the past. Haters. Ness has pointed out this narrative that that if Floyd allows Connor to go all 12 and still beats the shit out of him, that's still a black eye on the sport of boxing, and that will affect boxing long term. That's always been Ness's line, and I don't agree with that. But I will agree absolutely that it affects Floyd's legacy. Absolutely.
Connor beats Floyd, then there's going to be more UFC gyms than liquor stores in the world. Bottom fucking line. Under every Christmas tree, there'll be little UFC gloves.
Floyd needs a knockout.
That's not the argument. That's not the argument. The argument is if he just lasts, if he survives. If he survives 12 rounds.
If Connor and Floyd got in the octagon and Floyd went 5 rounds, Connor didn't knock him out or submit him, yo, Connor would have to retire, okay? He would have to retire. The shame. It would be like, remember that movie? You're young, so I don't know if you watched this or not, but remember Ace Ventura?
Of course I watched Ace Ventura. Come on, man.
The shame of that, what was it?
The puncher? And fucking getting right. That
is the type of shame that Connor would have to go through if he went in the octagon with Floyd and couldn't get a fucking stoppage or a, you know. Sal, I'm sorry. Let me bring you back on, brother. I apologize. A stoppage or at least a submission. He would have to get a choke out.
Okay. Sal.
Well, let me wrap my thing up real quick, man. Just let me get my little Patreon plug in. Y'all can hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Loud and clear.
All right, man. Hey, well, anyways, to those guys in the chat, man, if you guys ever hear us talking about some stuff that might not make sense to you, it's probably because you're missing out on the stuff we got going on Patreon. And if you're tired of all the trolls inside that chat, talking all that mess, not even making sense, get you on that Patreon, man. Ain't going to cost you much, but, well, I think you got $3. I don't know if the dollar one came back, but there's $3. That's a month. So think about it. It turns out to a couple of pennies a day. That's the least you can do to these guys right here that put in the hard work, man. Give us entertainment. Because obviously, every time they post something, we come running. So get up on that, man, and stay locked, stay tuned, man. Thanks again, the Boxing Boys, and catch you guys on the next one.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Sal, we're going to wrap this one up. Final thoughts are, as always, every time you see the Mayweather-McGregor, my final thoughts are going to sprinkle in the fact that I want Floyd to get this knockout for me, for boxing. And I'm mad as hell that the UK gets to pay $73 less than me. I don't fucking get it. I'm a boxing fan just like them. I don't understand. So those are my two final thoughts. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
My final thoughts. Nothing's really surprising here. The U.S. got screwed over. The U.K. got the better pay-per-view prices, as always. This fight is still what it is. A freak show, showcase, pseudo-celebrity exhibition match that somehow got wrapped into a pro boxing bout. So we got to watch it, and it's going to count for the 50-0. And that's just what it is. It has no bearing on the sport of boxing. It may have a bearing on Floyd's career, obviously, and his legacy, but that doesn't matter to me. And it shouldn't matter to really any of us. It doesn't. So, just like this pay-per-view price, we can ignore it, move on, and command with our almighty wallet and our almighty dollar what we want and what the consumer wants. And if you don't want this fight, if you think it's a freak show fight, if you think the price tag's too much, then don't buy it. Make a statement. Maybe this does do only 1 million pay-per-view buys in the U.S. And that's still a lot, but I guarantee they're not breaking even with that. So just pointed out that you, the boxing fan, can't control what the market does. You can dictate it. So do it. This is the fight to sit out if you do want to. I won't, because I'm intrigued enough. I accept this fight for what it is. It's a showcase, and I can't wait to watch it.
I'm paying for this motherfucker.
Hell yeah, come on, man. It's an HD. You got to get an HD. You know it's going to be a fucking spectacle. When you see Dave Chappelle sitting in the front row, you want to see Dave Chappelle in HD. That's all I'm saying. You want to see all the celebrities
I need to get some friends over to watch this fucking one. I can't do the hundo.
Oh, I'm definitely getting the whole West crew, West Coast crew together to pay for it.
Crazy, man. All right. We're out. Peace.